Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Network podcast. My name is Eric Skorzynski. I am your co-host on today's show. And we have a very special BYN breakdown episode for you this Friday. On today's episode, I'm actually pulling a clip from one of Travis's coaching sessions that I really, really like. He talks a lot about the power of a polarizing message. Whether you're a podcaster, a speaker, or a coach, you need to have a very polarizing message. And in this clip, Travis breaks down exactly why and what that means. How do you craft a polarizing message? You guys are really going to appreciate this episode. I know that I appreciate this lesson. And I remember when he talked to us the first time, I ended up watching this clip over and over again because I thought it was really, really powerful. If you agree, if you appreciate the message of this short BYN breakdown episode, do me a favor. Take a screenshot of this episode, head over to Instagram, post it to your IG stories, and tag Travis with the handle at Travis Chappell and let him know what this episode meant to you. All right, guys, without further ado, let's jump into today's BYN breakdown episode and learn why you need to have a polarizing message.
Have you heard of Kevin Kelly? Do you know?
No.
That is, he wrote a book called 1,000 True Fans. Basically, the whole concept of the book is him saying that if you can build up an audience of 1,000 true fans, not just like listeners or like watchers or viewers or whatever, but like true fans, like people who will like do anything for you, then you can build whatever life you want to create. And I totally agree with that. I think that if you have 1,000 true fans, you can, you know, build anything you want to build and it'll be successful. Yeah. What I would say is if you can build 100 true fans, I think that you can have a multi seven-figure business built off of just the people who follow you. Because if you have 100 true fans, you probably have, you know, 10,000 to 20,000 people who are engaged in what you do. People, for the most part, are not willing to be polarizing. And being polarizing, I think, is a necessary part of building up a true fan base. If you are constantly saying things that most people agree with, then you're just going to be the guy that everybody kind of likes, yeah. Right? So like nobody's going to have anything bad to say about you. I mean, some people are, but not a lot of people. Most people are going to have good things to say about you. Seems like a happy medium to be right there in the middle, but you're never taking a stand for anything. You're not creating a polarizing message. What I encourage people to do is to find, you know, whatever that line is for yourself. So what I do at the very beginning of my show is I draw a hard line in the sand. And like the first thing that I say when I come on is I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. And I say, if you agree, keep on listening for tools, tactics, whatever, to learn how to build meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong, basically. So what I'm telling people like right off the get-go is, I believe it's who you know. I believe if you think it's what you know, that you're wrong. And here's why, basically. So it's immediately polarizing. What happens is you get both groups of people that are going to tune in. So you're going to have three groups of people. People who are neutral, they don't really have an opinion. You're going to have people who are like die-hard what, and then people who are die-hard who. So the people that are who are going to immediately be attracted to me, right? Because like, they can't agree with me more, because typically what happens is like they had a personal experience that made them come to this side. Bro, it's so who you know, because this one time, like, yeah, you know, I went to get this job and I was way more qualified, but this other person got it because they knew the hiring manager. It was bullshit, and they're super upset about it, right? So they're gonna have this like personal experience that makes them relate to me and like draws them into me and immediately gets them hooked onto my content. Then you're gonna have the other people that are the what. One of two things is gonna happen. They're either gonna bounce and be like, this dude's a joke. And if they do, great. Because guess what? They're not my avatar anyway. Yeah. So like, go listen to somebody else's show. I don't want you to listen to my show. That's the whole point of this whole exercise, is to come up with something that's polarizing, that's a statement of belief, that's gonna get people to actually not listen to your show. Because if you have enough, like if you have people that are not going to listen to your show, you're definitely gonna have people who are going to listen to your show. And the people who are going to listen to your show are going to actually really like you, right? Like, they're not just going to be like another person who's like, oh yeah, I kind of support what Hassan has to say most of the time. He's got pretty good stuff. Like, they're going to be like, oh man, I love, like, bro, you should check out Hassan's podcast. Like, bro, check out his show, because like he said this one time and it was amazing. Like, they're going to be like the hardcore fans. And then the other group of people that are on the what side of the fence might actually tune in and be like, I still think it's what, but let's hear what he has to say. The people who are going to become like your biggest fans are the people that like started over here, and then listening to enough of your content, they're like wound up over here. Like, those people are like now all of a sudden really hardcore, like true fans, because like they started off, like I've had people tell me this, where they're like, bro, I used to be what, but like 6-7 months of like watching what you do and like listening to your stuff, now I think that it's who you know. And those people are hooked on my content because I actually got them to experience something that changed a belief system inside, right? Yeah, right. So like, I have actually positively affected their life and convinced them that this activity is a better activity than the things that you're currently working on, and you should shift that and you'll see better results. And then they do that and they get those results. When you have people start getting results from stuff that you create and give away for free, then like that's when you start building that true fan base, because they're going to be like, bro, you got to listen to Travis's podcast because it's all totally free. And I did this thing and I got this result from it. Like, it's amazing. Like, it changed my life. And you start getting testimonials like that. Like, those are true fans. But that stuff wouldn't happen if you don't like draw a line in the sand and you're not willing to say like, no to an entire group of people. Because most people, when they start a show, they want to attract everybody, yeah, right? Like, they want everybody. They want to be Gary Vee. And it's like even Gary Vee's polarizing. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of people who don't listen to his stuff because he cusses too much or whatever. But you don't see him, like, worried about cussing. You know what I mean? Like, he cusses just as much. He cusses all the time. Like, he doesn't care because, like, he's attracted his audience. So like, the other people that don't want to listen to his cussing, they're going to probably listen to like Mel Robbins, or, you know what I mean? Or Tony Robbins, or, and even though Tony cusses a bunch in person, but like, they're going to go listen to somebody else, yeah, right? They're just not going to listen to Gary Vee, but it's obviously not hurting his pocketbook at all. Correct. Right? Like, because he's polarizing.
He's probably increasing it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Because he's attracting those hardcore fans into his, same with Andy Frisella, does the same stuff. Like, he's super, super hardcore and he attracts a very specific person, but that person loves his content. Like, absolutely loves his content and is a raving fan of everything that he puts together. Right? Like, the most extreme example of this is President Trump.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the most loved / the most hated dude on the planet. Like, quite literally, because his message is insanely polarizing, but it won him a presidency, You know what I'm saying? Like, the people who do the polarizing stuff at the highest level are the people who are absolutely crushing the game and getting the most attention and like seeing things happen. So we obviously don't want to be that polarizing in a message, but like we do want to have some sort of a polarizing aspect.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.